the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Seeing Hurricane Helene destruction firsthand in North Carolina, President Biden in Raleigh.
I approve the request of Governor Cooper for the federal government to cover 100% of all the costs for debris removal, emergency protective measures for 6 months.
President also sending 1,000 Army troops to North Carolina to help the response. Hurricane Kirk has gotten stronger way out in the Atlantic. Top winds 120 miles an hour, expected to get stronger, no threat to land yet. The wildfire that killed over 100 people on Maui last year started as flames from fallen electrical wires, which firefighters thought they put out, but instead grew. That from an investigation by the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. 46 people were killed and another 85 injured in Israeli air attacks across Lebanon Wednesday, says the Lebanese Health Ministry. Israel says it targeted Hezbollah. This is ABC News. The vice presidential candidates hit the campaign trail after their debate last night.
In Auburn Hills, Michigan, J.D. Vance said he thought the debate went pretty well. Vance said he feels bad for Tim Walz.
And the reason I feel bad for him is because he has to defend the indefensible, and that is the record of Kamala Harris.
Earlier, the Harris campaign released an ad highlighting this moment in the debate in which Walz asked his opponent about Donald Trump.
Did he lose the 2020 election?
Tim, I'm focused on the future.
Walz called Vance's response a damning non-answer. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
A slow-moving typhoon approaching Taiwan led to school and office closures for a third consecutive day on Thursday. About 80 years ago, the U.S. dropped a bomb on Japan during World War II. Today, it exploded at what is now the Miyazaki Airport. A large crater sits in a taxiway. More than 80 flights were canceled. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I got to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is holding on to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette Law School poll. She leads 52% to 48% with both registered and likely voters. The margin of error is 4.4%. In the U.S. Senate race, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points, also with registered and likely voters alike. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking people not to burn leaves and brush this week. Brittany Merlot explains why.
There's an increased chance of fire danger this week due to the dry weather, gusty winds, and dry vegetation, all ahead of a strong cold front. Burning brush and leaf piles is the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Willie Adames says the Brewers know it's all on the line tonight.
We are undaunted. We're going to come out and give the 100% out there on the field, and, you know, and we got to win or we go home. So the mentality is we got to win no matter what. We got to figure out a way to win and, you know, do our best.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 40s. Southwest winds turning to the northwest, and they will be breezy. We'll see some clouds around the area for Thursday, our afternoon highs reaching the lower 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our Popcorn Pick of the Week, brought to you by Poppin' Z's Popcorn. And I'm joined by Milwaukee filmmaker Ezekiel Drews and Festival Theater's Jesse March.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
34 days to Election Day, the day after the debate. Want to get your thoughts on that. I'm going to do a deep dive on it in the second hour of our program. But the first hour of our program, which will commence in just a moment, will be a National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. We'll get to that in just a moment, as I mentioned. As I said, also in the second hour, I'll be fact-checking the debate. Also, our planet is begging for mercy. Why aren't we listening? This ties into another one of Tim Walz's lies last night, that the way to solve global warming is to bring manufacturing back to America. And in the third hour of our program, how the hell could Trump be neck and neck with Kamala? And want a tuba with your C-section? Well, the Pope won't allow that, so Colorado is making Catholic hospitals tell people the risks of being in Catholic hospitals. This is a pretty amazing story. And Rosh Hashanah starts at sundown this evening. It's the new year in Judaism. So happy new year, happy Rosh Hashanah. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. Our number is 202-808-9925 if you'd like to get in line to speak with him. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's the current member and chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus and chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. Pocan.house.gov is his website. Rep. Mark Pocan is his Twitter handle. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. It's always so nice having you with us.
Well, thanks, Tom. Glad to be here, especially post-VP debate.
Yeah. Well, before I get to that, I just had a quick question for you, because you're the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus. And I understand that the guy who is the head, the president of the dock workers of the Longshoremen's Union for the East Coast, has said he wants to damage the American economy going into this election, and B, is a big Trump supporter. Do you know anything about that? And what are your thoughts on how this the strike is going to play out? And then let's talk about the debate.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything about that. We monitor lots of different activities. This is one where I don't know anything about the personal politics of the head of it.
Okay, all right. With regard to the debate last night, let's see. J.D. Vance lied about abortion. He lied about Springfield. He lied about the economy. Ohio, for example, began losing jobs before COVID ever hit during the Trump administration. He lied about energy. We produce more now than under Trump. He lied about January 6th. He was unwilling to say that Trump lost the election in 2020. I'm curious your thoughts, your take on all this. I just want to add, J.D. Vance's entire strategy for the debate depended on his not being fact-checked. Which was right. Apparently he wouldn't even do the debate unless ABC or CBS agreed to that. And then that one time that they actually just clarified their own question, he thought they were fact-checking him, and he started whining about it. That kind of proves that his whole debate strategy was based on being able to tell lies.
Well, and that's what I was just going to say. You know, it's like the David Sedaris book or Sedaris, you know, Me Talk Pretty Someday. You know, don't question, J.D. Vance is a very eloquent Yale-educated speaker, and he said things in a very nice, kind way, but it's the same warmed-over lies Donald Trump gives over, just without the screaming and vitriol. It's still lies, and I think, you know, Tim Walz, I thought, did a great job, you know, coming from the upper Midwest, knowing Tim. I mean, here you are on a national debate stage. You're a pretty average guy. I think any average person would be nervous at first going into it, but what he did is he just kind of gave reality checks to people, and I think at the end, people, you know, understood that Tim Walz is a very decent guy that's going to have your back versus J.D. Vance, who just lies in a little prettier way.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on, I mean, the national polling shows that while Tim Walz is still rated more likable than Vance, that the majority of people actually thought Vance won the election. And it appears that that's based on how he comported himself as opposed to what he said. And I would argue that that's because he was not fact-checked by the moderators. And if Tim Walz, you know, wanted to say anything at all about himself and Kamala Harris, he couldn't spend the whole evening, you know, calling out J.D. Vance's BS. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, it was very telling when he said, I thought we weren't going to fact check, right? I mean, that said everything, because he was just going to repeat the lies of Donald Trump, but say it in a kinder, gentler manner. And, you know, he's good at speaking, right? There's no question. He's Yale educated. He knows what he's doing in that sense. But the problem is, lies are still lies, whether you say them by screaming or you say them in a soft, confident manner. If it's a lie, it's a lie. And he did it so many times that, again, it just shows where their party is. They can't win on the merits. So they're going to make up a bunch of stuff. His obsession around everything border related. I mean, I thought the housing cost stuff was one of the craziest. Mm. But, you know, it probably made Donald Trump somewhat proud.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Anything else you wanted to bring up? You know, what's going on in Congress? You know, what's going on in the Middle East? Anything you wanted to share thoughts on before we pick up calls, or you just want to just get right to the calls? You're up to you.
No, I think we can go right to the calls. We are now at least in the House, and I got the feeling the Senate might have a similar calendar. We're not in until after the election. So this is people's time to get a hold of members of Congress. We're campaigning. We finished up last week. So make sure if you want to grab your member of Congress, because many of them, including in Wisconsin, people like Derek Van Orden representing the 3rd District like to hide from people. This is your chance to try to get their attention.
There you go. Okay. All right. Let's pick up some calls here. Stephen in Lexington, sure. Kentucky. You are on the air with Congressman Mark Pocan.
Yes. How are you this afternoon, Congressman? I'm calling this afternoon because I want to make a statement about something. First of all, Tom, I saw a poll this morning from the post debate that suggested, from CNN, that suggested that Tim Walz's niceness actually polled better than Vance's slickness. And I wanted to just mention something about that, because maybe it's suggesting, because Morning Joe was talking about this morning, it does it not dawn on people that maybe with what went on yesterday with Iran and Israel, maybe Tim Walz was a little bit more sober last night because of that, and because of the fact that it called for a sober time, you know, with what was going on. And I really think that his niceness and that civility is something that people are yearning for. Mm-hmm. Because of all this stuff we've been going through with Trump for this last decade.
Okay, I mean, well, let's get the congressman's thoughts
on
that.
That's, but Vance is nothing new.
Yeah, that's a great observation, Stephen. Let's get the congressman's thoughts on it. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree, Stephen. You know, I thought having someone who, you know, is coming across like the coach down the block, telling you the facts based on their experience, I thought he did a great job, especially, you know, experience from Minnesota, talking about, you know, healthcare and other programs that when you actually do what Democrats say we should do, you can have great outcomes. All of that was very positive. No one's going to come out of there saying Tim Walz wasn't a decent, competent person, right? And I think that does matter. J.D. Vance, on the other hand, make sure you're never buying a used car from this guy. You know, he's slick, he's smooth, he'll lie, and, that's what I got out of it. You know, yeah, he talks pretty, but he doesn't tell you the truth, and that's politics as usual.
Yeah, J.D. Vance is the guy who sells you the used car. Tim Walz is the neighbor next door who comes over that afternoon and helps you fix it.
Exactly. Precisely.
Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. Coming up on 15 minutes past the hour, we'll be right back with more of your calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. Congressman Pocan taking your calls for the day. Middays with Mark. For the hour, excuse me.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane-wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. And Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set. They're made with 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They also get softer with every wash and come with a 10-year warranty. And after every shower, Cozy Earth's Luxe Bath sheets are pure indulgence. Created from a cotton and bamboo viscose blend, these generously sized bath sheets are incredibly soft and absorbent. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down. Plus, the 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use that code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom for up to 40% off. If you get a post-purchase survey, be sure to say that you heard about Cozy Earth from Tom Hartman.
Built their fortunes under an American sky, but now they pulled that ladder away. Leaving the rest of us in disarray. Wrong capitalists, ruthless and cold. Strong survive while the weak.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. On the line with us, Congressman Mark Pocan, taking your calls for the hour, our Middays with Mark segment here. Todd in Rockford, Illinois, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello, gentlemen. I just have a quick observation, and I wanted to get your take on it. I'm sure the corporate billionaires for corporate media will disagree, but would there be any way that the Democratic Party could buy some airtime on Monday, November 4th, and re-air the January 6th debacle or everything that happened that day? Is that something you think it would be good or bad, or can I get your guys' thought on that? I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
You know, I'll be a little bit pessimistic on it, Todd. I understand what you're saying because you want to remind people what they all saw with their own eyes and heard with their own ears and reinforce it. The problem is, I think the attention span at that point, people are going to just be close to wanting to vote and have it all over with because the amount of political ads, you know, that's why 30 seconds often is the attention span. I just don't know if you'd get it across in the same way you'd like to by buying that big block of a time. But certainly, watching J.D. Vance last night and his inability to accept that Donald Trump lost the election because otherwise he might be the next, Pence that they're going to hang. It's just sad. It's just sad what's happened to the Republican Party, that there is no second political party of values. Instead, there's this cult that exists of Donald Trump.
Holly in Washington, D.C., you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. Before I ask my question, Tom, you opened and said that Tim Walz lied about bringing back manufacturing to fix climate change.
Walz?
Did you mean J.D. Vance?
I certainly did. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I constantly mix these two names up in my head. It must be they both have kind of an S or a Z sound. I don't know what it is. Holly, thank you.
Yeah, whatever it is, I just know that you prefer that somebody does that.
Yeah, I do.
So, Congressman, this is probably a question that's complicated enough for a master's course in government policy, but I'll try to boil it down. If the Republicans took the Senate, House, and the presidency, what is the mechanism and what is the timing to end Social Security and Medicare? What does that mean?
They can pass things pretty quickly, even with the Senate's 60 vote rule. If it's fiscal in nature or if they decide to get rid of it, then they can really pass things quicker. But, you know, we know the Republican Study Committee, the largest conference in the Republican Party, wants to raise the Social Security age from 67 to 69. We know the Heritage Foundation wants that as well. They just were silent on that in their 920-page Project 2025 document. And Medicare, right in there, it says it wants to put everyone automatically, default them onto Medicare Advantage, private insurance, and a whole lot of other things that would impact it. Things could happen quickly, short of the Senate's 60-vote rule, which I think they would overturn in a second.
Gregory in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, Congressman. Good morning, Tom. I want to note that neither of them talked about the Ukrainian war or really the conflict in Gaza, but I guess that's because the vice president doesn't really deal with foreign policy and they don't want to start talking about that while Biden's still the president. But one of the reasons why Kamala Harris and Tim Walz could lose this election is because a lot of Americans realize that Trump is better on the biggest issue, even though he's horrendously horrible on the other nine important issues, and that's ending the war in Ukraine, because it could escalate into nuclear exchange, and that would be disastrous, obviously, for the whole world. And they are trying to get Ukraine to join NATO. They're precious for that. The Ukrainians in the west of the country want that. Yeah. A lot of Europeans,
Gregory,
even
we,
in
you know,
DC
we've,
want
we've
that.
Heard your echoing Putin's talking points before. Is there a question there, or do you want Congressman to respond to what you just said?
Well, I don't. I mean, I'm not echoing Putin.
Okay. We'll have Congressman. You want to respond to Gregory?
Gregory. I mean, I would just disagree, because you would wind up, if Donald Trump won and then let Vladimir Putin take a chunk of Ukraine, well, why wouldn't he enter a bunch of other countries and start a whole lot of other wars that could be even more dangerous? And then I also worry in the Middle East, when you got Jared Kushner saying that in Gaza, it's great beachfront property, that certainly is not going to be helpful in that region. I just see a lot of potential out of the profit-centric authoritarian style of Donald Trump, that we could be in a lot worse shape when it comes to war. And that's my greater concern.
Yeah, when I was, Louise and I were in Latvia, Estonia, and Finland, and Sweden a couple months ago, those people are terrified. They know that, well, Putin said it, and so have two of his generals now, that if they succeed in taking Ukraine, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia are up next. And Poland is pretty concerned. We were in Poland, too. Poland's pretty concerned about this, too. I mean, is there a consensus in Congress that this is probably what would happen if Putin and Trump get their way?
There's a private consensus. I don't know if all Republicans would say that, but Democrats certainly.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, the Chair Emeritus, the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 2nd District of Wisconsin and the U.S. House, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. You can find his website at pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan up next. Stay with us. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about: title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, home ownership is more challenging than ever. And title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever knowing. Protect your equity with triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Title Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of triple lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure that your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM at HomeTitleLock.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
It's like a battlefield.
With lines drawn in the sand and shields that never yield, it's always us against them.
Welcome back. It's 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. It's our Middays with Mark's segment here today. And James in Memphis, Tennessee, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
How you doing, Mark?
Good. Thanks, James.
Tom, how are you? Good.
Alive and kicking. What's your question, James?
Okay. I got a couple questions. Actually, about three.
You have one.
One question only, huh? Okay.
Now let's be respectful of the other people behind you, yeah.
Okay. The House and the Senate, Democratic House and Senate, and United Nations, why can't they get together and do something about Netanyahu?
Okay.
The question's not exactly in a form I think that I can answer as easily as you'd like, James, other than, you know, it's U.S. position through the U.N. That the support has been there for Israel. I happen to disagree with the support of Netanyahu. Israel is a friend and ally. But, you know, Netanyahu is kind of like the spoiled kid who kind of took over the family business of someone that you've done a lot of business with and is kind of running the business into the ground. And, you know, at some point we need to have a conversation with them rather than just kind of rubber stamping everything. But I think there's a difference of opinion among Democrats with the White House on this particular issue. And even among parties, there's some difference of opinions.
Yeah, there you go. David in Columbus, Ohio, here on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello, Congressman. I have the same question. Why doesn't Netanyahu get a free pass? He's done everything to deserve to be kicked out and to be denied American support. How can America separate Netanyahu from Israel when 75% of Israelis don't like Netanyahu? So there should be a way of driving a wedge between Netanyahu and Israel so that it's plainly clear that he's a dictator and that he has no interest in the best interests of the Middle East or peace or anything. So what do you recommend to do that?
Yeah, David, and also don't forget he stays out of jail as long as he can maintain his power. So that is certainly an incentive for him. You know, this is one where I think, honestly, Joe Biden has had decades of experience with Israel, with good leaders decades ago, and that's his lived experience. Netanyahu doesn't represent, I think, the experience of those former leaders, and he has been quite dangerous to people in the region and to people in Israel included. And, you know, we should be having a little more tough love. You know, if someone's out there trying to broaden a conflict, we should be having more serious conversations, and I think we currently are. My hope is that Kamala Harris, coming from a different era, who can certainly, you know, see this issue differently than someone maybe thinking back of how Israel was three decades ago, can understand that. Because I think the best way you support the Israeli people and the Palestinian people is by not just giving a blank check to Netanyahu, which appears, unfortunately, to be what the United States is doing right now.
Tom in Wells, Maine, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thanks, Tom, for taking my call today. Congressman, maybe this is more of a rant on my part, but I thought it was very odd during the debate last night, and I don't know who the moderator who brought up the question about Governor Walz and being in China during Tiananmen Square. I didn't realize that was a real big issue, and then taking him to task on that. I didn't realize that was, I mean, unless maybe that's something that's come up on the right-wing networks as an issue. I don't know.
It has.
But I think I follow politics close enough, and it's like, what do you mean? This is an important issue, something that happened 35 years ago. I mean, I just saw, like, a short time ago, I saw on CNN, Pamela Brown's on there, and she's saying, you know, in front of a panel, let's talk about that, you know, 35 years ago. And where is this coming from?
Yeah, Tom, I too was a bit surprised by the question. I was not overly super impressed, bluntly, with the moderators in a couple questions where I thought they could have done a better, more specific job that'd be relevant to voters. Yeah, in this case, it sounds like what happened is Tim Walz said something about when he was there when Tiananmen Square action happened. He meant when the protests that followed it happened. It was within a few months of when the uprising actually happened. And as if that is a significant issue to anyone other than people who buy Kool-Aid by the barrel from the Trump enterprise, I don't think it is. So it was just kind of a waste of all of our time. But, you know, maybe people got a bathroom break. That was good.
Richard in Huntsville, Texas. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, Congressman Pocan. I am curious to why the deputy minority whip, Senator Vidcoon Quislin Cornyn, is getting a free pass. He is as guilty as anybody for this nightmare. He's probably the one that came up with, well, just what was the word him and McConnell came up with? Well, just let it fade away.
What nightmare are you talking about, Richard?
John Cornyn.
No, I get John Cornyn. What's the nightmare you're talking about? You said he's responsible for.
Where we're at right now, fascism taking over.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Not impeaching him. I sent him in November of 2019 concerning the first impeachment in all caps, nobody is above the law. And he sent me such butt drool compared to what happened later on. He said, here it is right here. Let's see.
Let's just get to your question for the congressman.
Anyway,
we're running out of time here.
I am committed to exercising appropriate congressional oversight to prevent abuses of power whenever and wherever they emerge. Okay, whenever was January 6, 2021?
So Richard, what's your question for the congressman?
Why is John Cornyn getting a free pass? We never ever hear of him in context with McConnell.
You got it.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of that's the voters of Texas, right, are the ones that stop giving the free pass. And I know that Texas is working on doing that in general politically, and that's helpful. I just think, you know, Richard, the reality is there's going to be some pretty thin chapters on profiles and courage in the modern era for the Republican Party, right? There's just not a lot of people willing to step up and be the Liz Cheneys and the Adam Kinzingers of the party. Instead, they either stay silent because they're afraid of the base that's been energized, certain parts of the base, I should say, or they're actually, you know, the ones actually drinking the Kool-Aid. So, you know, unfortunately, there's not a lot of profiles and courage in the Republican Party right now.
Gary in Los Angeles, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Respectfully, Congressman Pocan, you seem to have missed the point. The woman who called in a few minutes ago talking about the power of the vice president, she wasn't talking about the power that Walz might have in the future. She was talking about the power that Harris currently has as vice president, because Vance kept going on about Harris has been in office for 3.5 years. Why hasn't she done anything? Ignoring the fact that she's vice president and doesn't have that kind of power over policy.
Yeah, Gary, I guess you're right. I assumed it was apparent that people would understand that, but you're right. If we need to kind of make it that basic. Yeah, I mean, the vice president doesn't have the powers of the president to do some of these things. And clearly, I've just heard so much political rhetoric where they blame people for things you haven't done. To me, that's like, breathing or drinking water for Republicans, right? And they're going to say things that are false in this area. And I think most people understand that. But if we need to say it more clearly, certainly, you know, Harris didn't have the power to do many of the things that they say. But if we had to clear up every lie, I think Tom would have to get an extension of the hours of his program, because there was a lot of lying that happened last night and certainly from Donald Trump in his debate.
There you go. Emmanuel in Dixon's Mills, Alabama, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'd like to ask the congressman if he's aware of the program from Russia with lead, exposed all the treasonous behavior of the Republican Party, and even the fact that that they lied about Hunter Biden to the point where Lev Parnas went to apologize to Hunter Biden. Can you address that if you know anything about it, please?
Yeah, I don't know much about the source and what you're talking about, unfortunately, Emmanuel, so I can't do that.
It was a Rachel Maddow special where that it was made into a one-hour NBC special where Lev Parnas, who was this Ukrainian-born American who was hustling with Trump, ended up going to jail, actually. And he just documented all the times that Trump was hanging out with the Russians, and he was the intermediary because he spoke Russian and Ukrainian, and it's a bizarre. It's worth watching if you can track it down. Okay, it's just a couple seconds. It'll be 45 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You can find Congressman Pocan's website at Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Seeing Hurricane Helene destruction firsthand in North Carolina, President Biden in Raleigh.
I approve the request of Governor Cooper for the federal government to cover 100% of all the costs for debris removal, emergency protective measures for 6 months.
The president also sending 1,000 Army troops to North Carolina to help the response. Hurricane Kirk has gotten stronger way out in the Atlantic. Top winds 120 miles an hour. Expected to get stronger. No threat to land yet. The wildfire that killed over 100 people on Maui last year started as flames from fallen electrical wires, which firefighters thought they put out, but instead grew. That from an investigation by the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. 46 people were killed and another 85 injured in Israeli air attacks across Lebanon Wednesday, says the Lebanese Health Ministry. Israel says it targeted Hezbollah. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to campaign in Ripon Thursday. It's her fifth visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee for president in July. Meanwhile, Donald Trump plans to campaign in the area this weekend. An event is scheduled Sunday in Juneau. Wisconsin union leaders say clean energy projects can provide workers with badly needed jobs. Mike Moan reports.
New findings from the Climate Jobs National Resource Center list 82 Wisconsin projects tied to the clean energy transition in the pipeline that could qualify for tax incentives and key labor standards under the Inflation Reduction Act. These labor standards for IRA projects also call for apprenticeships so new hires can learn on the job. I'm Mike Moen.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots of really respected actors have passed away the last several days, including Maggie Smith, Kris Kristofferson, John Ashton, and now John Amos. Amos starred in Roots, the TV miniseries from the late 1970s, and Norman Lear's hit show Good Times. His other credits included Coming to America, Uncut Gems, and Die Hard 2. Amos was 84 years old. It seems no one has told Haley Welch, also known as the Hawk Tua girl, that her 15 minutes of fame are up. First, she was an internet sensation, then she threw out a few first pitches and appeared on popular podcasts and sold some serious merch. But she's not stopping there. Now she has her own podcast on Spotify, and it is the third most popular. The podcast is called Talk Tua. Those who tune in to Talk Tua can expect to hear Haley chatting with celebrities, exuding Southern hospitality, and giving relationship advice. I thought Hawk Tua was relationship advice. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 40s. Southwest winds turning to the northwest, and they will be breezy. We'll see some clouds around the area for Thursday, our afternoon highs reaching the lower 60s. Right now, it's 51.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll discuss the new film, Closure, the story of the closing of our two-year campuses, and also look ahead to a visit from Vice President Harris next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
...the presidency, and the Republicans win the Senate and the House. What is there to stop them from declaring that the 2020 election was rigged and Trump actually won? Therefore, declaring everything Biden signed is illegal and null and void.
Yeah, Michael, I think unlikely because, first of all, I don't think they're going to get a perfect trifecta. Second of all, hypotheticals are something that you can spend your entire day drowning in and not doing things to get the vote out. So I'm going to recommend we focused on everything we should need to do between now and November 5th to make sure that that scenario has zero chance of happening. Even then, I still think it would be unlikely.
Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Oh, hi. Representative Pocan, here in Alabama, I am hoping that we're going to be able to send you four Democratic seats instead of just two, because we have a very good candidate in Shelby County. But what I am worried about is if we don't get out the vote, like you just said, and Trump should win, and he talks about getting rid of the administrative state. This sounds to me like a bid for the money, because the military gets about 50%, a little more, and that would leave Trump with 44% out of the federal budget to do as he pleases. And is anyone else even considering what would happen? Are people going out and talking to the voters of what happens when you don't have FEMA or you don't have any health care or any education? I'll take your answer on the back.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think the best thing, Norma, and everything you said, I agree with. I mean, we just need to make sure that it doesn't happen, you know, and rather than fretting and thinking of the possibilities, because I think plenty of people have thought of this, and there's some plans to on every front probably to make sure that we can try to stop anything bad from happening. The reality is, if they would take the House, Senate, and White House, they're going to have a lot of ability to do that. All the more reason, as you just mentioned, if you pick up two seats in Alabama, that almost guaranteed means we will have the White we'll have the majority in the House of Representatives, and that will stop that from happening. And the same is true in so many other states, whether it be the Senate or the House or certainly the White House, making sure that people get out to vote and vote for Democrats is going to will be the definitive way to make sure it doesn't happen. So that's where I recommend everyone. You know, the only thing I always say I disagree with Tim Walz on, he says we'll sleep when we die. We'll sleep on November 6th. But until then, a lack of sleep is a good thing if we're doing it to get out the vote.
There you go. Frank in Birmingham, Alabama, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thank you, sir, and thank you, Congressman, for being on there. I have a question. Congressman, on the first debate, C-SPAN said they allotted only 12 seconds to the gun issues in America. And last night, I was like, you got a gun, I got a gun. It's like the vice president, she's on this thing about having her gun, what she'll do. Both of the candidates last night about guns. Well, in Birmingham, sir, we've had 3 mass murders by Glock glitches. So President Biden had Mayor Woofen, the mayor of Birmingham, to come out last week, and he did an executive order to get the challenge these glotches and these glitches that turns a semi into an automatic machine gun. And like I said, we've had in the last a month and a half, we've had 3 mass murders. Now, all of them about lost my vote because they're not devoting enough time to the gun issues. Okay. In Alabama. And Frank, every time it comes up.
Is there a question or you want to just get Congressman to respond to you?
No, I want him to respond to why that haven't been a pertinent issue that has gotten more time in either one of the 2 debates.
Okay. Thank you, Frank.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, those are questions the media puts forward, right? They're not like submitted by Democrats or Republicans. So that's probably a good pressure. Through social media, I would pressure those networks to talk about it more. It was talked about last night, and I think Tim Walz tried to express that there is much that we still can do around background checks and red flag laws, and I would argue semi-automatic weapons and the devices that allow, that you just talked about, things to become those types of weapons. I think all of that should be on the table without any infringement of anyone's hunting rifle or personal pistol for public safety. But that's not the candidate's fault on either party. It's what the media wound up asking them.
Congressman, we're down to 25 seconds. I see Adam from Raleigh, North Carolina, wants to know, is there specific relief for the hardest hit areas in North Carolina coming out of Congress? Congress is not meeting until after the election. Do I have that right?
Right. The president can, I think, move some funds right away, so they'll get. Mm-hmm. I think there'll be some relief. But this is, again, I mean, I've always been amazed, Tom, when people on the Republican side, especially people who have districts that have been impacted by national disasters, don't want to put funding to this. It's just ignoring what government's supposed to do.
Yeah, I'm with you. And Project 2025 wants to basically wipe out the whole disaster thing, response
exactly.
thing. Yeah, amazing. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always great having you with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it, as always.
Great talking with you. We'll be back on the other side of this break, fact-checking the debate, and the planet is begging for mercy. What's up with that? Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-02.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North.
WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, Joe Zepecki's take on Tuesday's vice presidential debate and our weekly Women Win Wisconsin segment powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.